Hello.
Dr. Kissinger calling you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hello. Hello. Sure.
Hello.
Hello, Henry.
Oh, Mr.
Hi, how are you? All right. No, that's all right. That's all right. I never worry about that.
No,
yeah.
I just wanted to call you to tell you about the Russian thing.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, they've twitched a little bit. They've now said they're coming out. They've sent us a lengthy note in response to what I gave them yesterday. Saying...
You want to hold just a minute, Henry. I want to get moved to the other phone. Just a second. Hold on. Okay, go right ahead.
Well, they've now put forward a resolution which is unacceptable, but which is a move.
Yeah.
For an immediate ceasefire and cessation of hostilities, and calls upon the government of Pakistan simultaneously to take action towards a political settlement in East Pakistan, giving immediate recognition to the will of the East Pakistan population expressed in the election of December 1970.
Yeah.
It has no withdrawal and it has too many hooks in it, but it has the interesting feature that it does not recognize Bangladesh. It recognizes East Pakistan. Now, Voronzov has been calling me like crazy to see what your decision is, and I said you're still talking to Trudeau because they're now voting at the UN and they're going to defeat it.
They're going to defeat what?
They're going to defeat the Soviet resolution.
Good, good.
And therefore, we just, I already told them I couldn't get to you in time.
Well, just say that, no withdrawal on it. We can't support it.
Exactly. I've already told them it was my personal opinion that you'd never go along with
it right.
Without a withdrawal.
That's right.
But what we ought to try to do is to play a little bit on this in, difference between them and the Indians on East Pakistan.
Well, do you think it's significant? Because it may be the Bangladesh thing happened after this.
No, this came in tonight on a urgent basis. But I think
I think it's awfully small, though.
It's very small, Mr. President.
Very small.
Only it's not enough. It is not even close to being enough.
Right.
But at least...
Yeah.
Shows that if we brazen it out, but we'll never make it if we don't get Rogers to talk the way he should. The sort of talk he did tonight is going to kill us.
Yeah.
I mean, Ron, who doesn't know anything about the subject, came to me afterwards and said, have we changed our policy? He was at the NSC meeting and he didn't think that was our policy.
Yeah.
And because all of this goes on the diplomatic wires, and now when he goes around Europe and says the same thing, no one will.
Well, I don't know what he talked to the senators about. I
exactly
hope it was different.
The same thing. I bet my bottom dollar that the only speech he's got.
Well, what in effect he was saying was, what? Or how would you get out?
He was saying, if we are washing our hands of it, it's in the UN now, and whatever the UN decides is okay with us. We have no predictive view. We've done all we can. We are for ceasefire and some withdrawal and the political accommodation.
But the main point that was missing was not putting any of the responsibility on the Indians.
No responsibility on the Indians.
Yeah.
No total withdrawal.
Yeah.
And not making clear to them that it's their own future that's involved, not just that we have no national interest in it.
Well, I think you better get your backgrounder off tomorrow, and hard.
Don't
you think so?
I want to see if there's
what
happens.
What?
Maybe Wednesday.
Why wait a day? On the Russian thing?
Yeah. But we can decide it tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But we can let this note be overtaken by events.
Well, this is totally
unacceptable. That's right. But let's just
the line must be very clearly understood. That the what I want to get across the line is that we have done everything that we can, and that the cutting off. Rogers did have the economic cutting off of economic assistance. Yeah, he did.
Nor did he really. He said war doesn't help anybody. Well, that's just a platitude. What he should have said is that war was not justified under the existing.
That's exactly, which is the line I used.
Where the Indians knew that we were pressing for a political settlement, where the...
Well, that's the line. Well, I think the line we used with Trudeau, then. That's what I used
with
him.
Trudeau was perfect, but he must have thought the signals had been good. But I don't care so much about Trudeau. It's what Ritchie and company are going to put on the diplomatic wires tonight.
Well, that's corrected. It's corrected in the morning. I wouldn't wait a day. Why wait?
Well, let's see what... We'll see how it... I want to see what he said to the senators.
Well, let's find out that. How about that? That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, but I'm sure he's only got one speech. I haven't heard him say anything else.
Well, he said something different at the meeting at noon today, didn't he? Or did you get a different... Maybe was I saying it? I think
you
he did.
You were saying it in the agreement.
That was it, I guess. That was it.
Because we've got the Russians twitching a little bit, and considering that we have no cards at all, it's amazing that they even made a little switch.
Yeah.
But that's just the beginning of the game.
Okay.
But, I thought the evening was extremely successful.
It was good. It was a good turn to, I mean, it would have been boring for me to talk to that clown for another. That's why I did it. You know,
I thought it wasn't,
and they had a lot of fun, too.
Oh, they were delighted.
And that Pepin was funny, and French, and Pierre Rindray, and Agnew.
And Connolly was great.
Connolly's always good. Connolly. I think we gave them somewhat of a lift, too. We've got to keep this. I mean, I was glad. I was one of the rub in that point at the last that I made, that how much things have changed in 2 years.
I thought that was actually a chance that seems to be denied.
Right. Well, coming back to this, though, we've got to clear that record, and we will tomorrow. We'll get to that. Okay?
Right.